Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Ariane Kisriwani. I'm an investment specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing UBP's Swiss equity strategies, outlook, and positioning. The key takeaways are, with a strong long-term track record of outperformance relative to global and regional markets, and above average visibility and resilience of earnings growth due to superior value creation potential, an allocation to Swiss equities should be considered by any equity investor. UBP's Swiss equity strategies have been delivering attractive returns over the sometimes volatile periods of the past couple of years, and are well positioned to weather the current supply chain challenges and inflation pressures. UBAM Swiss Equity and UBAM Swiss Small and Mid-Cap Equity have posted solid absolute and relative performances since the start of the year, ranking in top quartiles versus their respective peer groups. Equity investors realizing profits on high-performing names and market segments at the end of the third quarter of the year provided attractive buying opportunities for Swiss equities. At close to 19 times 12-month forward PE ratio, Swiss equities are currently trading at less than 4% premium over global equities, and close to 10% discount to US equities, whereas the historical premium over global equities was closer to 10%. Swiss equities, particularly the small and mid-cap segment, continue nevertheless to deliver strong performances relative to global equities and other regional markets. The earnings picture remains consistent for Swiss equities, with 12% earnings growth expected for 2021 and a solid 9% for 2022, after an earnings decline of only 1.5% in 2020. While earnings growth expectations for global equities have reached close to 50% for 2021, driven by substantial upgrades of the energy sector, and are projected to ease back to 7.7% for 2022, the earnings decline in 2020 was closer to 12%. As we move into 2022, it will be crucial for investors to not only identify companies that will be able to deliver on their production pipelines in the face of supply chain disruptions, but those with high pricing power and the ability to pass through higher input costs to preserve their margins and earnings. As we move into 2022, it will be crucial for investors to not only identify companies that will be able to deliver on their production pipelines in the face of supply chain disruptions, but those with high pricing power and the ability to pass through higher input costs to preserve their margins and earnings. With a focus on sustainable and high value creation, UBP's Swiss equity strategies are well positioned to face the challenges ahead for 2022, from supply chain disruption to rising raw material prices. Key considerations for current strategic positioning: focusing on pricing power with a large share of the portfolios allocated to specialized companies offering superior products and innovative solutions in their respective industries, particularly in the small and mid-cap space, such as VAT Group and SIG Combibloc. Names like Nestlé and Sika, with significant market share and established business models, also benefit from higher pricing power, but would typically exhibit a 3 to 6 month lag until raw material prices can be compensated with price increases for the final product sold to their customers. No direct exposure to the automotive or the oil and gas industries, and thus no reliance on overly optimistic earnings expectations to deliver on performance. Limited to no exposure to names potentially negatively impacted by China's real estate and spending worries, such as luxury companies or large universal banks. low exposure to environmentally challenged industries, as evidenced by the low carbon footprints of the portfolios. UBP's Swiss equity strategies have delivered superior performances year to date, with more than 23% net absolute performance for UBAM Swiss equity and 27% net absolute performance for UBAM Swiss small and mid-cap equity. Since the beginning of the year, stock selection has yet again been very rewarding and led to significant outperformance versus a passive allocation or replication of the indices. The substantial underweights in the SPI heavyweights, Nestlé and Novartis, have contributed positively to the relative year-to-date performance of UBAM Swiss equity. At the same time, we also find overweights of small companies like Comet, Doticon and Swisscom that hardly make an impact on the benchmark's performance due to their insignificant weights among the top relative performance contributors year-to-date. Similarly, for UBAM Swiss small and mid-cap equity, the absence of exposure to larger benchmark weights like Schindler and Adecco has benefited the fund's relative year-to-date performance. UBAM Swiss Equity and UBAM Swiss Small and Mid-Cap Equity are ranked in top performance quartiles versus their respective peer groups over various time periods and have recorded positive flow momentum over the year, with total AUM of UBP's Swiss Equity franchise reaching over 3.1 billion Swiss franc at the end of October. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.